You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Margaret Cusker, who is from rugby in England, won her first national blind bowls competition in 1996. And now, almost 30 years on, she's preparing to finish on a high by playing for England in the 2027 International Blind Bowls Association Championships in New Zealand. Now, Margaret joins us now together with Willie Goldschmidt, organizer of the Hillmorton Social Club, one of the local social clubs for visually impaired people that Margaret is a member of. And it is a lovely chatting with you both today.
Chatting with you too.
Now, Margaret, you are registered blind. Can you tell us more about your eye condition and how did you get first introduced to bowls?
My eye condition is retinitis pigmentosa. I started bowling, as you see, almost 30 years ago, through some friends in London who I used to do athletics with. And they all were too old to do athletics, so they started me bowling along with the friends in London.
And was it love at first sight with bowls, or did you need to build some confidence before you really found your footing?
No, I seemed to fall into it straight away.
Naturally talented?
Yeah.
Now, you have competed in bowls in both national and world championships over the last few years. Would you mind telling us how many medals have you collected over those years?
That I have no idea. I must have 100. In world bowls, I have a bronze from New Zealand, silver from Adelaide, a gold from Melbourne, and 2 bronze from the Gold Horse 2 years ago in Australia.
That's amazing. So you've traveled a lot thanks to bowls. Have you ever imagined this would be your life?
No, not at all.
How did it feel competing in Melbourne? I believe that was 2009 that you got gold there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Strangely enough, it was really cold that year we were there, so we were all nice and comfortable. We didn't feel the cold with all the others from the hot countries were too cold. But it all came down to the very last game. I hadn't lost a game, and Malaysia hadn't lost a game, and we were the last ones to play each other. And that was a really nice afternoon, because as you can tell by my accent, I was actually born in Scotland. So I had England and Scotland cheering me on, and we had Malaysia alongside the green cheering on the Malaysian competitors.
That sounds amazing. And I think Willie, a moment ago, I could see on camera, he was showing us a medal. So would you mind passing the medal to Margaret? And Margaret, would you mind, do you know what the medal looks like? Can you describe it to us?
Oh, I don't know.
Has anyone ever described it to you, Margaret? Or
no.
Well, I think we'll get Willie to do that then. Willie, if you could describe the medal. What does it look like?
So it's about 2.5-3 inches in diameter, gold rim with a model of a bull and Australia on it to say that it was Australia. And on the back, it says B1 Mixed Pairs.
It's beautiful. It has a beautiful bright green ribbon that matches the image of the bowl as well.
Brilliant colour.
Yeah. And we have some others from Australia that have... the medal is actually the shape of the Australian continent. And it's got a yellow and green ribbon around it. And this one's for the B1 ladies singles.
That's amazing. And Margaret, you competed in New Zealand and you got bronze in New Zealand. Are you hoping to beat your own medal?
I'd love to come back with 2 gold medals, because when I first started bowling, we had somebody bowl in the singles and somebody else bowl in the pairs. But now there's not so many people and it's getting too expensive for lots of people to go. So now I'm bowling in singles and the pairs. So hopefully I shall bring another 2 medals back.
That would be amazing. How does bowling look like when you're registered blind? I believe you have someone, I guess, helping guide you or tell you what's happening.
Yeah, I have someone at my end of the ring who will hand me the bowlings up. We have a string there in the centre of the ring, and I feel the string so I know where 12 o'clock is. And to go forehand, I just go to 1 o'clock. If I go backhand, off bowl through 11. Then we have someone at the end of the ring, and they'll call back. And the jack is actually the real quality, so if the jack's the middle of a clock, and if I go to the front of a jack, we'll say a yard at 6 o'clock. If it's behind a jack, a yard or 2 yards at 12, and then the same all the way around.
It sounds a bit complicated for me. It went right over my head. I've never really played bowls, but what do you think it is about bowls that you love so much?
It's just a challenge. I like anything that's a challenge.
And what has the sport brought into your life over the years? Because obviously you stuck around, so it must be more than just, you know, loving and enjoying it.
Yeah, you meet lots of people, like when I've been to South Africa and Israel and Australia and all the other places. You meet up sometimes with the same people you'd bowled against 4 years previous, and they're all nice and friendly and nice just to meet up with the same people again.
Mm.
And to travel.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? It opens up a whole new world of experiences. Well, Willie, Margaret touched upon there that it is quite expensive to obviously travel abroad for these sort of competitions. And I know Margaret's local club is supporting her with, and you're fundraising some money. So could you tell us a bit more?
Margaret first approached me and said that, asked whether we could support her, and she showed me the letter that said that she needed £4,500. I thought, well, that is quite a lot of money for one person to go and represent their country. So I spoke to members of those three Rotary clubs in rugby, and we've already stumped up £400 to get the ball rolling. I think we'll get her well along the way in no time.
And Willie, how did you first meet Margaret? What's the connection there? How long have you known each other?
Well, I took over running the social club about 4 or 5 years ago, and just before COVID, and that's how we met. So there's about 18 or 20 of us that meet once a month, and we have a little chinwag, and we have a sing-song, and we have some sandwiches, and occasionally we do a quiz. So it's very rewarding for all concerned. And I organise a team of drivers that get us there.
And Margaret, are you just as competitive at the quizzes as you are at bowls?
No, definitely. I love quizzes, yes.
It's nice to hear that obviously you play bowls and there's the social aspect of doing sport like that. And I imagine that's part of the reason you're involved in your social clubs as well.
Yes, yeah. Well, I've always gone to all the clubs and rugby for the blind for these, well, when I finished work.
Margaret, I would love to hear, I guess, if you could offer some advice for someone, because we always talk about the benefits of going out there and trying something new. And for perhaps someone who's new to sight loss, maybe they recently had a diagnosis and they're considering trying something new. What advice could you offer them to maybe encourage them to either join a social club or maybe even give bowls a go as well?
I've been doing this at the Nationals this year. We've had three young lads start bowling. And if they don't win, one of them started crying. And I said, look, I've been bowling before you were born. Don't give up. Next year, you might win. A lot of them get uptight. If you get uptight, everything goes wrong. But stay calm. Going club, you'll meet other people in the same situation as yourself, and just be happy.
Margaret's spirit is incredible. I mean, we've not just got bowling medals here, we've got medals for skiing and for cycling on a tandem and athletics.
Actually, swimming.
Oh, goodness. When did you find time for all of those activities?
Oh, that was years ago. I did athletics with the blind and archery and swimming. And then I went skiing about 18, 19 years ago.
Did you compete in those as well, or was it more just local?
Yeah, I went up to Norway with a member of Metro Sports Club, and we skied against all the Scandinavian countries, Canada and America, China, lots of different countries up there skiing.
That's amazing. We had another medal Willie was showing there a second ago. So another little audio description of the medal for us, Willie, if you don't mind.
So this was the 45th anniversary of a skiing competition in Norway. It's actually inscribed in Braille on the back.
Oh, that Riddaran, that's the name of the person who started it, and that it's called the Riddaran.
All right. So, and it looks like it's been going 45 years. It's a skier on snow and interesting shape, difficult to describe.
And Margaret, so there's quite a few sports you've tried. If you had to choose one to do for the rest of your life, which would it be?
Well, it has to be bowling now, but when I go back through them all, I used to love doing the athletic years ago when I was a bit younger.
I mean, I think you're still very young, Margaret. You could still do athletics.
Oh, I don't think so. Shall we tell her how old I am?
It's entirely up to you. I don't know.
Willie doesn't know how old I am. I'm not very young.
Well, we're not going to pry. We know you're young at heart and young in
I'm young at
spirit.
heart. Well, when I come back from New Zealand next time, we'll be out there January, February 2027. A few weeks after I come back, I'll be 80.
Wow,
So,
you wouldn't believe that.
Willie's shocked.
So hopefully
Absolutely.
you'll be celebrating with a couple medals around your neck
Yeah,
at your birthday
yeah,
party.
yeah. That's why I want to go to New Zealand, because I think by the time I come back, I won't feel like traveling all around the world. So I've done it, I've been there. So it'll be time to give up
So this
by
will be
then.
your
I'm not
final
bowling.
competition.
Well, I'll still carry on bowling, but if Will bowls are far away, I shan't. If they're in England or Scotland, then fair enough, I'll carry on.
No, I feel like there's something there with ending on a high, ending on a really
Yeah.
amazing note whilst you're still on your
Yeah.
top game.
Absolutely.
Willie, if we wanted to find out more about supporting the fundraiser to get Margaret to New Zealand, how can we find out more? Is there a website we can go to? Can we get in touch with the club? What's the details?
Right. So there is a fundraising website. Address is bit.ly/409XKZK.
Okay, and we'll obviously also put it up on our podcast, so the link will be there. And obviously, you can get in touch with us. Radio@rnib.org.uk is our email. Willie, Margaret, it's been fantastic speaking with you both. I wish you good luck with the fundraiser. I'm sure we can get Margaret there for her last World Championships. It has to happen. And of course, good luck. Hopefully, we can catch up, maybe after the championships, see how you got on. And chat about your new two gold medals.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Paulina.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.